As we continue on, we're going to go the literary direction this time by, as we're visiting with author David Brown. The book is Hard Rain, and he served some 40 years in the British Army, and some of that experience is what his books are based on. David, thanks for being with us all the way over in Spain today. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let's start with, it's a military historical fiction, Hard Rain. It's related to those of us who are old enough to remember what were known as the Troubles, which was the conflict in Northern Ireland, which went on for several decades. Tell me a little bit about this book and how it relates to that period in history.
Well, it relates to about 1969 to 1972, and it's based on a soldier, a particular soldier called Bomber Brown, who gets dragged into what I would call the darker side of operations in Northern Ireland during that period. And that period with the IRA was a particularly bloody and brutal period for the population of Northern Ireland.
Well, what inspired you? Obviously, you've kind of already given set the stage for it. Well, what inspired you to put pen to paper and write this?
Well, I hadn't really told anybody about my experiences in the army, apart from the odd funny story. But my late wife was quite ill, and to amuse herself, she wrote short stories about a friend's dog. And as I was at home with her looking after her, I thought, well, I might as well put my story down on paper, or the fictional version of my story. And that's how I started writing, which was about 6 years ago.
It sounds to me like on multiple fronts, this was a bit cathartic.
Very much so. I think because of when I left the army, I was a professional mountaineer. I was rather too busy to do anything like that. But once I had time at home, I really started thinking about things. And I found that this was a great release of memories, really.
The title is Hard Rain. What does that represent, David?
Well, originally the title that I put on the book was The Hate. But the more I thought about it while I was writing, I remembered just how much it rained when I was in Northern Ireland in that period. And I thought, why can't the rain wash away all the hate in these streets? And then I thought, well, I'm going to have rain in the title. So the security forces became hard, and then the rain. So Hard Rain became the title for the book.
Well, David, tell me a little bit about how, obviously this is a historical fiction, but it's probably a lot of it comes from your own personal experience. Talk to me about that for a moment.
Well, a lot of it is based on my personal experience and stories heard, stories told, and of course the writer's imagination. But I tried to stay fairly true to the event of things that happened, bombings, shootings, things like that. I tried to stay true to the events as they happened, but changing quite often locations and names of where it occurred. It really was quite easy to run things in line, because it was all it seemed so fresh in my mind, despite the fact that it was half a lifetime ago.
Well, now, you always, at the time, you felt you were fighting on the right side. Now, a long time has passed. There was the agreement that finally brought this sad time in this area to an end. How do you feel about that now? How do you feel about where we are now, or what the conflict was all about?
Well, I think you'd have to go way back in history, but for that period, I think history will put it down as a conflict between the Catholic and Protestant community, which, and I admired both communities greatly, especially the innocent people who were trying to get on with their lives. But I really then, and still do now, believed it was a conflict between good and evil. And you can't describe how evil some of these people were. You're dragging people out of their homes because they didn't agree with them, and taking an electric drill and drilling through their kneecaps, or shooting them through the kneecaps, or even worse, just dragging them off, killing them in some remote place and not telling anybody where the body was or anything else. Those sort of people are just pure evil and out for their own ends. There's nothing else that can describe it.
Well, there's a lot of ways we could go with this. We're about out of time, so maybe what I could exit with is, what do you think, or what would you like the reader to take away from Hard Rain?
I'd like them to take away that terrorism in any form is totally unacceptable, and that the only way to stop evil is for good people to stand firm against it and do something about it. If all good people stand together, we can stop a lot of these troubles. And the other thing from the book is they hopefully they'll see that you should never, ever give up when you're standing up for the rights of other people.
And I'm guessing this book is available through the usual channels, Amazon and what have you.
Yep, Amazon is probably the easiest and most popular way to get the book.
And the book is Hard Rain. The author is David Brown. And thanks for taking time for us. A very fascinating story to tell. We appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, Bruce. I've enjoyed it. Thank you.